Meanwhile, on Mount Everest today, dozens of Sherpas packed up their gear and walked off base camp, angry about the deaths of at least 13 colleagues in that avalanche last week and the lack of response to their demands going forward. The Nepalese government is now rushing top tourism officials to meet with Sherpas tomorrow to convince them to return. As you've no doubt been hearing, there is big money involved in climbing Everest. The government takes in millions in royalties. Mountaineering companies charge people to go there. And the Sherpas make more than the average Nepalese, but a far smaller piece of the pie. The high end is about $6,000 a climbing season. That's what Adrian Bellinger pays his Sherpas. He's the founder and lead climber for Alpenglow Expeditions. They're based at Lake Tahoe, California. He's reached the summit of Everest 6 times, and he joins us by satellite phone from Everest Base Camp at the 17,500-foot mark. Adrian, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Well, and what's it like there with the Sherpas leaving? What's the atmosphere there now?
The atmosphere is really tense and also very emotional, really across the board. The Western climbers, of course, many of the Western climbers have dedicated years of training and a lot of money to make this trip happen. And then the Sherpa themselves, is just so much emotion. There's so much sadness. At the same time, there's also this really strong feeling amongst the majority of the Sherpa that the mountain should not be climbed this year, that the mountain has told them that this is not the year to climb Mount Everest. So many of the Sherpa want to leave for that reason. And then additionally, really just over the past few days, there's been this very strong reaction from certain Sherpa, certainly not all of them, but that politically they're using this accident to really push the Nepali government for increased wages and other changes. And that tension, that's really changing now to where some of those Sherpa are even threatening other Sherpa who would like to stay and climb with their team.
Oh, so we've been hearing, of course, about the tensions between the Sherpas and the Nepalese government, but you're saying there's tensions among the Sherpas. We've been hearing how paltry the insurance coverage, the emergency aid when someone dies, just the pay, how little it is. Some want to use this to leverage more benefits. But others, what, are they nervous about that? Do they fear they'll lose jobs?
You know, there are a lot of Sherpa working here. There might be somewhere in the vicinity of 600 Sherpa working on Mount Everest this year. You know, one thing that I think is important to know is there are quite a few Sherpa here who work especially for the legitimate Western companies whose insurance coverage is more than 2 or 3 times what the Nepali government requires and whose wages really feel quite fair to the Sherpa who work with us. So really the Sherpa's anger has been directed at what the government, the minimums that the government sets and how low they are. And there's many Sherpa here who work for less reputable companies that get only those minimums, and they're really the ones that are expressing a lot of anger.
Yeah. Well, it sounds as if one thing that needs to happen is more across-the-board requirements of the climbing companies. But meanwhile, what are you going to do? You have Sherpas who, you know, may want to work with you, but if you do let them do that and make your climb, you're going to undermine the movement of all the Sherpas.
That's right. So after spending a really emotional day in base camp today with my Sherpa, just pretty much nonstop with my team, I've made the decision we're going to cancel our expedition for 2014.
Well, what are some of the liabilities here? What happens to we understand upwards of $75,000 people can invest in a climb, and what happens to the money the Sherpas would have made?
So those are all great questions, and we're still figuring out exactly what we'll be able to refund or credit. The unfortunate thing is somewhere between 2/3 and 75% of sort of the expenses of the trip have already been incurred. We've already bought all the food, shipped it all in. Most importantly, we have made a commitment to our staff, our Sherpa, our cooks, our cook boys, and also our Western staff, our expedition doctor, that we will honor the salaries that we had promised for this season. You know, everyone is so dependent on these pods, and we don't want to jeopardize that. And we're also still hoping that the government will choose to allow the royalties or permit fees that we paid to roll over to next year, since it's really looking like it is not viable to safely climb the mountain this season.
Adrian, we are so appreciative. You're talking to us from 17,500 feet, trying to picture what it's like there at base camp. But I have to ask, you know there are people who feel too many people have been climbing Everest. The Sherpas have been too abused by other companies for too long, that it's almost desecrating what had been a holy place, the litter that's left behind by climbers. And so why should people care about what's happening up there on Mount Everest, that maybe the climbing is being slowed down, even shut down this year?
Yeah, I think, you know, I've summited Mount Everest now 6 times, always while guiding with different groups, and there's still something incredibly powerful about this experience. And everybody who comes here, regardless of whether they're a recreational climber paying more to have support, or whether they're a Sherpa or a Western guide or a professional climber, everybody works incredibly hard to be successful here, and the outcome is always uncertain. And I think experiences like that are incredibly important to have in life. It's so special.
Adrian Ballinger, founder and lead climber for Alpenglow Expeditions out of Squaw Valley, Lake Tahoe, California, from base camp at Mount Everest. Adrian, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Of course, it's also the income for so many people who live there. Right now, there are 31 permits for other expeditions, over 300 Westerners at base camp, waiting to see what they do. But the Sherpas say Mount Everest is home to their gods and is telling them not to climb. We'll continue to follow this story.